20年30年もしくは100年とか使い続けていただいて、で一番嬉しいのが使い続けていただいて嫌なところが何もないねって言われるのが一番嬉しいですね。
Japan's northern island of Hokkaido is known for its vast, open, natural spaces, mountains, and forests. And arguably, no area makes better use of all of this than the city of Asahikawa in central Hokkaido.The area is home to some of Japan's most legendary woodworking shops, furniture makers, and designers. Craftsmen from around the country move to the area for the sake of improving their craft. I want to share the story of this beautiful live edge walnut desk that was made for me by one of these craftsmen over the period of several months.I had the opportunity to visit Hokkaido earlier this year for the Winter Festival. Highly recommended, by the way, if you ever get the chance. In my travels, I had the good fortune to come in contact with one of Asahikawa's oldest and most legendary furniture makers called Candy House. They've been in operation for 50 years. Despite living and working in Japan for over a decade, I've never had a proper desk to sit and work at, and it felt like it was time to change that.In May, the gentleman from the beginning, Mr. Maehara, came to look at my space and we started planning out the desk. By June, they had found a slab of walnut to match what I was looking for, and I headed up to Asahikawa to start documenting the process. All right, so I just arrived in Asahikawa up in Hokkaido, and I am on my way.Candy House right now to meet the maker, if you will, the Shokunin-san. Pretty excited about it. So Candy House is right over here, and right across the road they have their first ever factory, which is the one where my desk is going to be made, so we're going to headover here. The factory that they have on this side, everything's kind of built in like an assembly line style format, whereas the one they have here, everything is made by hand by the shokunin or maker from start to finish. One person all the way through. I'm about to get the first peekat the piece of wood that's going to be used for my desk. We specifically worked out the shape, so you know, let me just...
こんな風な材が欲しいんだっていうものをもとに実際これをちょっと選んでいく。
The goal is to kind of have the desk wrap around the edge like this, and then there's going to be a separate cabinet off to the side here. So as you can see, I'll probably be sitting somewhere around here with this edge wrapping over the side, and then the cabinet will be somewhere over here.We started by talking about how I planned on using the desk, going a little deeper into its design so that the craftsman, Mr. Yamaguchi, could get a real feel for both the piece he was about to begin working on and the person he was making it for. Once it all came together, it was as if a switch had been flipped inside of him and he started giving the desk its shape.The whole thing just happened so quickly that I haven't really had time to process it, but that's step one. We're gonna have to come back for the other steps.
これで樹齢100年だから、さっきの中村さんの材はこのぐらいあるから、もう150年。
This right here is basically one giant log sliced into table or desk portions. I had a chance to go out and see the wood mills that prepped and stored the wood for the desk. Oddly beautiful, by the way. Being Japan, I was actually taken aback by the size and scale of the yard itself. These yards tend to use sprinklers to keep logs moist in order to reduce decay and stain and all of that, but the real magic and beauty were inside.So because the wood is so hard, in order to prep it, they take some time and they bathe each log. Getting to see the wood mills and how the wood was prepped actually added a lot to the experience for me. There was a certain layer of depth that was gained from getting to see this part of the process. And before I knew it, this trip to Asahikawa had flown by and it was time to head back to Tokyo for a while.
Please pay close attention. If you have any questions, please ask your cabin attendant. Thank you.
The work on the desk was just getting started though. In the month that I was back in Tokyo, Mr. Yamaguchi began prepping the main slab of the desk, securing cracks in the wood by inlaying butterflies or bow ties. Candy House was kind enough to document this process and send it to me so that I could stay in the loop and see how things were coming along. After making any major change, Mr. Yamaguchi would let the slab sit for anywhere from a few days to a week to see how the wood reacted to the change before moving on to the next step. Before I arrived back in Asahikawa, he had sealed up the cracks in the slab and sanded the entire surface flat. And then I was on a plane heading back. It is the end of July right now, and I have just come back to Asahikawa to see how my desk is coming along. It's right in front of me. By the time I had arrived, Mr. Yamaguchi was already starting work on the desk for the day. His first goal was to clean up the live edge of the desk, basically getting rid of rot or anything that would compromise the longevity or overall integrity of the desk itself. During this visit, we'd get to know a lot more about each other, and he'd start to open up and share quite a bit more about himself and his process. It is the morning of day two and we are heading off to the workshop. I'm really looking forward to today's part of the process. I think today we're doing the legs. Mr. Yamaguchi had actually started on the legs the day before. The process is very involved, requiring repeated measurements and checks every step of the way. The jigs that he used were custom built for the purpose of this desk, as he does for every single desk that he makes. Every move is done with the greatest of care, and despite his calm demeanor, he says that he feels the pressure from start to finish.
はい。感じ好みの感じにできるかどうかですね。それさあるよ。そう。間違えれない。これお客さん選んだ。はい。天板だから材だから変わりがない。間違って切っちゃったらそれで終わり。あとはこういう穴開けの場所とか。はい。場所とかも間違えれない。緩んじゃったらもう一発勝負だからこれ削って入れてたけど、このきつさ、緩かったらだんだんガバガバになっちゃうから、緩くなっちゃうからね。難しい、難しいそこかな。
This level of care really showed through when working on the leg bases. Hours of back and forth with only hairline adjustments each time, all in the name of dedication to the perfection of the piece at hand. On our first meeting, Mr. Yamaguchi told me that he actually moved from just outside of Tokyo to Asahikawa for the sole purpose of working with Candy House and making furniture. He's one of the company's most experienced shokunin and truly seems to have a lot of love for what he does. When I asked him what it is about the job that he loves so much, he told me that when he gets into a project, he falls into a flow state where everything around him just disappears. And in that time, he's free from everything else and can simply do what he loves doing. We talked a lot as he worked. I was always worried about distracting or bothering him. And although I wouldn't understand why until later on, he seemed genuinely interested in learning more about me.
昨日なんか調べたけど、ああ三味線のあの今の後期、
はい、
花輪があって、はい、シタンがあって、はい、後期があるんだってね。
そうそうそうそうそう。
で花輪が一番安いんだって、練習用だって。
そうで、すぐダメになっちゃう。
でシタンがちょっとその上で、で後期が一番、
そう、うん、
一番こうやって演奏するためのこれシタン。
あ、これシタンですか。
これシタン、シタンの材料。これ全部シタンの木なの。全部あの蝶々にするためのもの。重いよ。
わお。That is incredibly heavy.
Mr. Yamaguchi just finished up this piece here, which is going to be the shelf that'll be mounted underneath the desk. This particular shelf is actually going to house my shamisen. Both the width and length were decided based on the size of my shamisen case.
一応これ全部写真撮って、
はい、
この時のやつがどういうだったやつは保管してあるから。喜んでる姿見たら嬉しいわなかなかあのお客さんが実際にこういうことしないからいい経験なんか笑顔は見れないからね。
I've got to be downstairs in 3 minutes because today they're putting the finishing coat or the oil on the desk and I'm almost late, so...So behind me here is Mr. Saito, and he's going to be oiling the desk today, putting on that finish coat to protect the desk. Say that I'm gonna miss the smells of the wood in the workshop and just everything in there is just. They say that smell is one of those things that can trigger or build memories. There's a lot of stuff for me to process, but for now,
I guess we're gonna head back to Tokyo.
I just swung by the factory one last time to say bye to Yamaguchi-san before I head back to the airport. It's evening now. We had a really nice talk. I'm actually kind of gonna miss him. I've spent so much time documenting his process.
After one more coat of oil and a few final touch-ups, I was touched to find out that Mr. Yamaguchi himself hand-packed the desk piece by piece in preparation to have it sent to me in Tokyo. And as much as I would love to say that time flew by as I waited for the desk to arrive, such was not the case. But I think we all know what it's like when you're looking forward to something. The desk itself arrived at 10 a.m. on my birthday, and to my surprise, Mr. Yamaguchi had even included a small handmade present along with it, with a note saying that the present's a secret, so I guess, you know, scrap that part. The desk did take a little while to set up, but once it was fully set up, I sat down to record a few scenes with it, but was at a complete and utter loss for words. And that brings us to today, sitting here at what is probably the last desk I will ever need in my entire life. Having the opportunity to see it built and get to document the process definitely added a depth of appreciation. Like, I edited this entire video right here at this desk. My shamisen live in this desk. It's already become such a major part of my life, and outside of expressing a huge debt of gratitude to both Candy House and Mr. Yamaguchi for all of their hard work, I have nothing else to say. Look at all this green. It turns out that they actually plant over 4,000 trees a year just to make all this sustainable.